It can't be easy to wake up every day and discover that you're still Donald Trump. You were Trump yesterday, you're Trump today, and barring some extraordinary intervention, you'll be Trump tomorrow. There are certainly compensations to being Donald Trump. You're fabulously wealthy, you have a lifetime pass to help yourself to younger and younger wives, even as you get older and older. A two-way Benjamin Button dynamic that is equal parts enviable and grotesque. You own homes in Manhattan, Palm Beach, upstate New York, Charlottesville, Virginia, and Rancho Palos Verdes, California. And you're free to bunk down in the penthouse suite of any hotel, apartment building, or resort that flies the Trump flag anywhere on the planet. And there are a lot of them. But none of that changes the reality of waking up every morning, looking in the bathroom mirror, and seeing Donald Trump staring back at you. And no, it's not the hair. That, after all, is a choice. One that may be hard for most people to understand, but a choice all the same. And there's a certain go-to-hell confidence in continuing to make it. The problem with being Trump is the same thing that explains the enormous fame and success of Trump. A naked neediness, a certain shamelessness, an insatiable hunger to be the largest, loudest, most honkingly conspicuous presence in any room. The great, braying Trumpness of Trump. And that's probably far less of a revel than it seems. Contented people, well-grounded people, people at ease inside their skin, just don't behave the way Trump does. They go easy on the superlatives, especially when they're talking about their own accomplishments. Maybe what they're building or selling really is the greatest, the grandest, the biggest, the most stupendous, but they let the product do the talking. If it can't, maybe it ain't so great. They use their own names sparingly, too, even when they're business people who have the opportunity to turn themselves from a person into a brand. There is no Gatesware software. No BezosBooks.com. It's not Zuckerbook you log on to a dozen times a day, it's Facebook. But the Trump name is everywhere in the Trump world. On his buildings, on his helicopters, on the side of every single plane in the fleet that was once known as the Eastern Air Shuttle until Trump bought it in 1989 and renamed it the Trump Shuttle. It's been on Trump Mortgage, Trump Financial, Trump Sales and Leasing, Trump Restaurants, Trump Vodka, Trump Chocolate, Donald Trump the Fragrance, Trump Water, Trump Home Furnishings, Trump Clothing, Trump Books, Trump Golf, Trump University, and yes, Trump the Game. There is presumption in the Trump persona, too. In his attempt to trademark "you're fired" after it became a catchphrase on The Apprentice, his top-rated reality show. In his offer to donate $5 million to a charity of President Obama's choosing if Obama would release to him, Trump, his college transcripts. There is petulance in his public feuds with Rosie O'Donnell, quote, a total loser, Seth Meyers, quote, he's a stutterer, Robert De Niro, quote, we're not dealing with Albert Einstein, and Arianna Huffington, quote, unattractive both inside and out, I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man, close quote. There is, too, an almost endearing cluelessness to the primal way he signals his pride in himself. He poses for pictures with his suit jacket flaring open, his hands on his hips, index and ring fingers pointing inevitably groinward, a great ape fitness and genital display if ever there was one. After he bought the moribund Gulf and Western building in New York City's Columbus Circle, skinned it down, covered it in gold-colored glass, converted it into a luxury hotel and residence, and reinforced it with steel and concrete to make it less subject to swaying in the wind, Trump boasted to the New York Times that it was going to be, quote, the stiffest building in the city, close quote. If he was aware of his own psychic subtext, he gave no indication.